Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's hour number three, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Full buffet, the rest of the show. We lead you up to the K-Show at 3 o'clock. 800-919-3776, and we'll get into calls. And also discuss Garrett Cole and leadership qualities that he has shown and some of the things that he is saying that need to be said and needed to be heard, right? Like, unquestionably, things that need to be said. Like, we have to have a conversation. And the Yankees, they have to have a conversation. That is for sure. 800-919-3776. Before we get back to the calls, of course, Bart, it is Bart and Han. It is hour number three, so what's that mean?
It's the power hour. Hour. Squeeze them buns.
You troublemaker. It's the Power Hour brought to you by Avocado Green Mattress, Sleep Natural. Well, people do want to react to what Roxanne had to say to you in the previous segment about the whole butt-slapping, butt-grabbage.
I say butt-slapping. I'm talking about butt-squeezing.
Of butt-touching with your significant other, because Travis Kelce chose to be a classic gentleman. When he smooched with Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl.
He wasn't a gentleman when he down there knocked his coach over.
Well,
who's an elderly man.
In the moment. It was in the game, in the moment. That's different.
And the kiss ain't in the moment?
No, the kiss is after the game. The kiss is like the first time they saw each other, and she was just like, that was amazing.
He was super amazing.
And so he kissed her.
I want that love that Bobby and Whitney had with each other. Bobby!
Yeah, that didn't happen. But I wouldn't expect her to be like that in public. You know what I'm saying? Well,
I want people to keep it real.
I know you do, but there's certain places that it is not. Like, keeping it real goes wrong. And that would have gone wrong for her. That would have gone viral, and fans would have hated it, and they would have started saying stuff about her, and why would she let him treat her like that, and blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes in the public, man. You know what happened. She's too big of a personality for something like that to happen. She's too big right now for that to happen. He handled it right, I thought. Ricky in Jersey City. Ricky.
What's up, Bart and Han? Listen, man, Bart, I hope that you playing, man, for real. Like, seriously, as a man, I hope that, like, I don't really care about the relationship at all. Like, the lady that called in, what she said, she was 100% correct. So you bowing out and being like, you know, you right. You really, like, went on about grabbing the buns. And are you serious, dude?
You've never hugged your significant other and
put. I'm not saying what I've never done. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the time and place for everything. And plus, she has a brand. I got a business. There's certain things I'm not going to do for my business sake. And you should know that. Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm. What's her
brand? I know it's entertainment.
What's
I know it's
brand?
Entertainment, my man. I know that. But, bro, really?
So if this was Jay-Z kissing Beyonce on stage on an award, squeezing
her
ass.
Has Jay ever done that to her in public?
Yeah, come on. On stage in public like that?
They kiss, they grind when they performing together.
Again, performing.
If anybody, you should have a problem with Usher filling up Alicia Keys like that.
Hold on. And that's another thing, too, about that. They entertainers, man. Like, for real. What did he do so wrong? He hugged her. What's wrong with that?
Nah, that was excessive grinding.
Come on, man. Come on. But look what happened after that, though. Her business, she don't got a little bit bigger again from that.
Oh. So you don't think Taylor would be get a little
Stop.
Bigger
with oh, the yeah. ass? Oh, yeah. She'd become even more popular? How could you possibly get more popular than she is right now? It's impossible.
Oh, you're right. Alicia Keys isn't popular already. I apologize.
Dude, you can't put them on the same level right now.
Was her career popping like it is now for Alicia Keys before this hug thingy? Was people talking about her?
It's Alicia Keys. What are you talking about?
Wait a minute.
What's her brand now? Look at her brand now from the hug. We talking about a hug. We having a conversation about somebody hugging somebody. Think about it.
What's wrong with a hug? They kissing in public. They shouldn't have kissed in public then either.
Excuse me?
He shouldn't have kissed her in public then either. Then, well, he kissed her in public for then. She has a brain.
Hey, Bart, man, I respect y'all, man. Y'all show y'all. I mean, let me say this too, by the way. I'm not kissing up to nobody. I can care less. But you guys have one of the best shows on the radio, sports wise. I'm telling you that, and I'm not just saying it because I called in. I called no one's show. But I listen to you guys every day, man, and work right around in my truck. You guys are really, really good.
Well, we appreciate that. But don't you know that Travis Kelce? Listen,
but
Ricky,
as a man, you got to come on.
You're out of pocket.
Ricky,
just tell him, Ricky, he's out of pocket.
Ricky, what about his first Super Bowl when he did the exact same thing? Go look at it. He did it to her ass. So why he?
I'm gonna hit you with this one, and then I'm gonna go.
Oh, she ain't nobody.
I'm gonna go. You heard a thing called growth?
Oh, that wasn't
growth. The thing called growth. Now he looking at something. Maybe he's more manly now.
Maybe he also understands that he's dealing with a different level of popularity.
Man, now come on.
It's a different level of fame that he's dealing with.
I'm listening, man. And do me a favor. Apologize to that lady, man, because she was 100% correct, man. For real.
Don't ever touch your significant other's buttocks. You act like I'm saying pull up her skirt. I'm saying, like, I put the hand on there and touch it. I was like, really, what's so wrong?
I can't wait for this. Al in Jersey. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, what's going on?
That's your girl, man.
Listen, okay. Bart, you can hear me?
Yeah.
I'm rocking with you, Bart. Listen, first of all, Lisa, they set you up. They're setting you up, man. It's for the fall right now. But I think we're looking at it from the wrong point of view. I agree with the whole brand thing. But the fact that he did it before with his other relationship, it shows. I'm not beat for the growth scenario. We know who Travis Kelce is. We know his personality. I think we need to look at more like who's in charge. And I think the only reason he didn't do it is because there's repercussions. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think he's concerned with those repercussions. That's where I'm gonna leave it at.
Be your authentic self, man. Listen, exactly. Like that's your girl, man. Exactly. That's your girl, man. That's your girl. Exactly. Yours.
Exactly. I can touch
you. You know, what? She has a song that says, "That's my man," though. So there's a different type. She's looking at it another way. Don't forget that.
It is not that trashy. It's not nothing trashy about that. It's nothing degrading about touching your girl on her butt. Now, how many times we see people pat their girl on the butt or something like that from back? Like, come on, man. We've seen Jay. We've seen them crying on stage. I know they're performing, but come on, man. Stop it.
Can I ask you guys a question, though?
Yeah.
You just did.
Well, you're right. What's worse, her tongue kissing in person or him grabbing her ass?
Thank you.
He asked a question.
Tongue kissing is a little bit extra.
It's a little extra, but it's still like not. It's
her butt. Like, what are you talking about, man?
I don't know why it's that important to you.
Yeah, it's just touching her butt, man. Like, that's my girl. Like, I just want. Come here, girl. Girl. I won tonight. I'm won today. I'm about to win tonight. Your fine ass girl. Mm. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Bart needs a moment. Sal in Piscataway.
Sal. How you doing, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I love your show. You're the only show I listen to on ESPN.
Oh,
I want to talk about the butt grabbing.
Mm-hmm.
I love when my husband grabs my ass in public. Makes all the other guys jealous.
Damn straight.
And I wish Bart Travis would have grabbed her ass because I am sick of her brain.
But you're sick. Oh, I see.
Yeah, but she don't have to be a goody two shoes.
That can't be the reason.
You don't have to be a goody two shoes. Like it's a lot of people that would respect her too. Like, listen, nobody's perfect. Like you got eight bodies on you. How about
that? A couple. Why can't he grab her butt?
Right, it's his.
I love what you said about your wife, honey.
Yeah, if she would have grabbed his ass, nobody would have blinked the eye. If she would have grabbed him, like, oh yeah, baby.
Now that would have been hilarious if she did that. Like if she just went up, like he's 6'6", like how big he is. She
you just did your thing, baby. I'm so turned on right now, boy. Boy, if these lights weren't here, boy. Forget the after party. Let's go on the telly.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right, thank you, Sal. Like where's the injury tent? You know that they pulled the injury tent
exactly.
down. Hilarious. They're gonna run over to the injury tent real quick.
excuse the funk. I've been playing for 3 hours, baby. We can live past that.
Oh, we've all lived past that. Chris in Long Island. Chris,
what's up, guys? I love the show, Bart. big fan. Bart's the man. Wasn't Bart undrafted and like made it all pro or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, $500 signing bonus, baby.
The guy is. I mean, that's amazing to
What'd
do.
What'd you do
that,
with the $500? Right? So anyway, by the way.
I paid my Sprint bill.
Yeah, right.
I swear to God,
he made it. I mean, the guy, that's amazing. Seriously. That's
it was three. Hey, Chris, it was $327 after taxes. They took taxes out of it. I told Ozzy, I said, man, you could have gave me that out of your pocket, bro.
Hey, but look, you made plenty of money and good for you, and that's awesome. Look, this whole Taylor Swift thing, I have nothing against Taylor Swift. I'm a guy. I do not like her music, okay, period. My daughter likes her music, yeah. But. And if you do, that's fine. She's very talented and all that. Travis Kelce, best tight end of all time. Just the grab an ass thing, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. Our culture's in the toilet anyway, so that's nothing. The whole, like, there aren't too many guy things left, you guys. Like, sports radio, this is a guy thing, right? But the whole Taylor Swift thing, and it just ruins it. For, not the whole thing. I love football, but... It's so ridiculous.
It just brought the casuals in. It brought the casuals in, right?
I can't take – it's so horrible. The whole – and Patrick Mahomes' wife jumping around like a fool.
Hey, leave my wife out of this.
Kermit
the only thing left for guys is cigar smoking. I smoke cigars. That's it, period.
No, they're there, too.
Darren Starks has good cigars, man.
No, they're there, too. They're there, too, bro.
What do you mean they're there?
But I love you guys, man.
Yeah. Plenty of
hey, Chris, appreciate you, man.
NASCAR,
hey, like NASCAR. We try to.
They're there in NASCAR, too, baby.
NASCAR?
I hate it. Let's get the women off the sidelines, too, and the token woman on the ESPN. Get her out there.
Hey, Chris, you ain't talking about the cheerleaders now, because I'm, you know what I'm saying?
No. Look,
I don't take that eye candy away now. Quit playing.
The sideline reporter and the token woman with all the. The people, the guys that played the game, they got to listen to her.
No, but these reporters, to be honest, like I love Tracy Young Wolf. Like they do their due diligence, and they're masters at interviewing as well. They're
Tracy
really
Wilson.
Talented.
Yes,
yeah, I love me some Tracy Wilson. I worked with her. I watched her. You know, Michelle Tafoya. You know, they know how to ask the right
Chris
questions.
Chris went 30 seconds too long though on that one, man.
Yeah, yeah, he was. Chris yeah, had, Chris, I was with you
Chris
all the way up.
He just had me at the cigars, and then he went there, and I was like, that's too far. All right, like I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chris. I'm about to say, Chris.
I get that there needs to be like I do agree that we go too far at some things that you take too much of guy fun away.
I'm about to say, Chris, you
but we don't need to go back to the Stone Age now.
I was going to ask Chris, who hurt you? Who hurt you, big fella?
We went too far with this, didn't we?
It was. Hey, listen, it caught fire, man. Listen, I'm glad Sal
you
came in.
You think this
in.
Was bad? You I'm wait gl- to I'm what glad. We're going to play in the last segment of the show.
I'm glad Sal called in and said, you know, she loved when she get her ass grabbed. You know
that was great.
Because that's a different perspective.
She did. And like, and that sounded authentic. It didn't sound like she was, like, making it up. Like, man. It sounded real.
I'm like, yeah, come grab that thing, boy. I'm a nice man.
Oh, my God.
Dad, like I'm talking about like double hand grab. I'm just talking about the left hand, center mass.
Bart, I'll get you fired up.
Sound familiar?
Because I have a crush on you.
I have a feeling she's called before. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's all good.
It is all good. But it's also all in fun. I hope people understand that part of it, right? Like, even this discussion about Travis and the ass grab and not ass grab and all that stuff, you understand, right? Like, I say this stuff because I know how Bart's going to react. I know exactly what you're going to say. And then it turns into a fun conversation that everybody else wants to be part of.
You did it at home. You did your case study.
It didn't go wrong. It just it received the reaction of, what are you doing?
I just want to let you know, baby. I'll be a little bit more hands-on around this place. So
I'm certainly not going to bring you up. Be like, well, Bart told me to. Bart told me to. No, yo, I just baby, like, I'm what just do you mean like, what's going on? You know what's going on.
Hey, it's a special hour. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Bart got the power hour.
Mm-hmm.
I got the humping with Han hour.
No, that's no.
Well, humping a minute with Han.
No.
Humping a second with Alan.
You just dropped your drawers.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just letting you know. You see these 12-inch hands? They're going to be around them cheeks. If you're walking around the house and you're sexy, I'm smacking that ass.
The girl is mine.
If you're getting out the shower and you're looking so damn good, I'm smacking that ass.
It's happening.
If you at the stove and you stirring up that that stew and them things waving side to side, I'm going to smack that ass.
I want that.
I just want you to be prepared and get that scar tissue up. Because that ass is going to be appreciated around here.
That's all you got? Your poor wife.
From now on, I am going to honor that throne. And I want you to do the same, baby. What's mine is yours. And what's yours is mine. So that ass may be on your body. Oh, but it belongs to me. And I can't wait till these kids go to sleep.
I'm going to get you pregnant, Bart.
I spiked all that Kool-Aid with Benadryl. We going to definitely have 10 to 20 Z-Quil. Minutes.
A half a bottle of Z-Quil still don't work.
They go on the night-night. And oh, it's going to go up the old back. I took my L-Artigine. My blood nitrous oxide is open.
CMOS
is pumping. And I'm throbbing for you. All day. All night. And a splash in the morning. Here's that apple for you. Here's that apple for you, Teach.
It was so sticky.
Oh, yeah. Sticky so good.
The level of stickiness.
Now, come here. Toot that ass off on me one time. So I can smack the throne.
Oh, no.
What did the five fingers say to the ass? Smack. Cold-blooded.
Oh, what do I even say to that at this point? I don't know what to say to it. So you know what we'll do? Michael K. always says, let's towel off.
Let's towel off.
Let's towel off. And when we come back, we'll spend a little time listening to Gerrit Cole speaking like a leader, which the Yankees most definitely need. Stay with us. But by the way, you don't want to miss the last segment, because if you thought what we just did there was completely off the rails, we have a conversation coming later in the show before we're done for the week that will send you into, you talk about off the rails, you're going to go right off the cliff when you hear this conversation that was had on a podcast. It's Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart. So as spring training is set to begin, Blake Snell still not signed. Cody Bellinger still not signed. These two guys just going to wait it out. Scott Boras is going to make him wait it out. For a positional player, maybe not so so bad, but if you're Blake Snell, aren't you like, man, I'd like to get going like from the get here. Like, I don't want to just jump into a team's rotation.
But they throwing somewhere, right? They throwing somewhere. They're not sitting on their hands.
Of course they are, but it's not the same. You miss out on spring training.
but you gotta be patient though. Like last year, Diaz got hurt quickly, right? It didn't take long.
Well, no. Remember, Diaz was hurt during the World Baseball
Classic. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that was a totally different situation. Anyways, in the meantime, it is interesting, though, that Brian Cashman did say that the pencils aren't down yet for the Yankees. That is interesting.
The what?
And what he means. But you know how like, when they say the test is over, pencils
okay.
down,
gotcha.
Right? He said that their pencils aren't down. And that kind of suggests that, you know, they could still be in some business because, you know, their rotation, while you could say, well, they've had four all-stars in their rotation. But, I mean, does it look like a rotation that you'd say, wow, that's a championship-caliber pitching rotation? No, because there's so many question marks and so many of them, except for, of course, Gerrit Cole. So it is interesting to see whether it's Trevor Bauer or whether it is Blake Snell, who the Yankees did. He did turn down, I believe it was at 5-150, something like that. He turned that down. So would the Yankees, would they revisit?
Who turned down 5-150?
I think Blake did with the Yankees.
Oh.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's not a high, that's not a big number. But he turned that down.
For a dude that gives only five innings.
Was it 5-150? I saw it somewhere. Anyways. Point is that he's turned it down once. Would he come back to the table with it? And I think that's what Cashman's kind of leaving that possibility out there, and they can add another Cy Young arm. So we'll see where all that goes. But you and I have talked about the importance of guys like Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge speaking up and speaking out and getting the Yankees as an organization on the right track. The clubhouse has to be back under control, but so does the whole organization. Things got out of whack last year, clearly. And it sounded like Gerrit Cole yesterday in his address, it sounded like he was ready to start talking about everything. And that included the fact that the team was always hurt.
Certainly there was injuries that are outside of the normal realm of injuries that impacted us. You know, with that said, we get injured too much as a group. We need to improve.
We get injured too much as a group.
Mm.
Like, that's calling out everybody, like, saying, and would you suggest that that has something to do with, like, you know, how we show up for the season? We get injured. We got guys that get hurt. That's got to stop. We got to fix that. He went on to talk about, you know, how they can prevent the fact that they get hurt so much.
I think that by and large, like, you need to prepare in the offseason well. I mean, this isn't how it used to be, you know, even 10 years ago or so when I started, where, you know, guys kind of would come into spring training and use spring training as a ramp up, and there's just a higher level of intensity much sooner. And so that forces the demand on the player to build the tank up, to build the capacity and the tolerance up in the off season. I mean, that's going to be your number one goal.
What, like, you hear a lot there from what he's saying, right, Bart? Like the idea that guys used to not get hurt like this.
But
and some of it
case.
Is the fact that they ramp us up so freaking fast where you can't work your way into the season.
I just wonder, like, who's the guy that's the Iron Man? Like, we know for a fact, like, Bridges never misses time or games, right, in basketball,
yep.
you know, traditionally, right? Who's that in baseball? That just every year, last 3 years, he's played in every game or something like that, or 90% of every game.
I don't think you can have that anymore in the sport.
That's what I'm saying.
Rest has become such a big word.
But that's,
like,
but
load
that's
management
impossible.
In the NBA has become, obviously, you know, something that has been the bane of the existence of the league, and they're trying to find ways around it. But, you know, resting players has just become such a thing that all sports think is important to do. But in baseball, it's become overwhelming to a point where even when you have an injury, it's how you come back from the injury and how they work you back in and all that stuff. You just don't see the Iron Man type of numbers anymore out of anybody. I don't even think they let you. That's the problem with the sport.
That's crazy, man. Like, because you would think with all this elevated training and all that stuff, it would be guys that's able to stay healthy longer and can prove that, hey, this offseason, you know, training works out. Basically, you're just saying that they're soft and they can't make it at and play at a high level for an entire season. That's concerning. Like, the game and technology is better, so why isn't the results and the durability of the player better?
I'm trying to figure out, like, who is current. Is it Matt Olson? Like who is the one that has, like, the run here where they just don't miss time? But even then, it's only like a 2 years or, you know, like it's all it's been. It hasn't been something that we like most players always played.
Yeah, look at Michael Jordan. Look at Nolan Ryan. Look at all the athletes. Yeah, AC Green, you know what I'm saying? It's just amazing, man. I don't get it. Like I said, I remember London Fletcher always played. Mm-hmm. I always played. Peyton Manning, Eli Manning, always played. Can always count on them in the lineup.
It's wild just to see how the mentality of the game has changed. Listen to Buck Showalter. This is from Foul Territory. Just talking about what we're saying here is the fact that injuries are one thing, but it's also how much rest has become a big part of the game, where that is now just as important as playing. Think about that for a minute. Rest has become just as important as actually playing. Listen to Buck Showalter.
I love when those guys come in about their load management. We had a guy that hit a triple and two doubles, and they came in and said he probably needs a day off because he ran too much around the bases. So what do you mean tell him? Don't get any hits so you can play the next day? I didn't quite understand that one. Okay, I said, okay, you go out there and tell Brandon Nimmo that he's not playing today because he did too well last night.
Think about that. And I don't think he's being facetious.
That's crazy.
Right? Like, I don't think he's making that up. Dude, I don't think he's embellishing it. I believe that really does happen. Well, you know what? He ran the base paths twice. We probably got to dial back his hamstring usage tomorrow. What?
That's because we put it in their heads that they can't do it. So
right.
Then we monitoring everything. Oh, well, you know, you in practice today, you ran 3 miles and you added the miles. So maybe you should take, you know, two couple days off. That's past your limit where you should go. Like, what?
So with that in mind, right, what Garrett Cole was saying about how we get hurt too much mm-hmm. as a group. We've got a lot of guys and they got – and last year – you felt it more than ever, right? Last year was unbelievable how much this team got hurt. In fact, it actually wasn't last year. The year before, you remember Aaron Judge was going for the home run record, and it was like bodies were dropping left and right around mm-hmm. him, and he was carrying the offense. It is something. Now, Stanton, as we know, and we've talked about this a million times, Stanton is a guy that looks like Adonis, but the minute he starts running, it's like, yes, he pretty much is the statue of Adonis, which means that if you try to move it, it will crack and break. That's not an athlete. It's not, and he's got to know that, and so we'll see how he shows up and what he looks like, because did he take the offseason serious and try to get himself more flexible? But it is unbelievable that, like, Cole has to point out the obvious, which is how much guys get hurt and how it's how we approach spring training. When we show up at spring training, where are we physically?
How much Richie would have said this at the end of the season?
Well, why not say it now, though? Make it clear.
Yeah, you can make it clear now.
Who knows? Who's to say he didn't say this behind the scenes to guys?
Hope he did, because that's when you need him to say it, as guys go. So when they go to work with their people, they have that in mind.
Yeah.
Because saying it now, it's too late. The hay's in the barn.
You know, well, it's whoever shows up, right.
You pretty much who you're going to be, because you've been working with your personal trainer for the last 2 months. You have very limited time to try and get it back right.
Well, you're supposed to show up right. Aaron Boone talked about it as well, just keeping guys healthy during the season.
Look, I think it's the whole industry that's trying to crack that code of, you know, keeping guys healthy. And certainly we are heavily invested in that. I actually feel like we've made strides in how we do things over the last few years. It hasn't necessarily showed up in with some certain guys and results, but I do feel like we're on higher ground now than we were even at different times last year. I do feel like there's things that we can do this year that hopefully give us a higher percent chance of keeping guys healthy.
I wish he didn't say that part. I think he meant well, but I wish he didn't say that.
Which
we're
part?
Making strides in that department. How could you be? And he's, well, the results aren't showing. Well, then how are you making strides in improving on physically? Remember, they got rid of the whole training staff, and they brought in a new training staff, and the injuries didn't change.
Yeah,
so
maybe
I don't know. I can't get part. It's the one sport, like your sport, I get. Play the NFL. Getting hurt just feels like part of the deal. That's why we get so upset about the turf when it's a non-contact, and you're like, man, of all things, this is a sport, you're going to get hurt enough just running into other people. But the turf hurting you is not something we can accept. But in baseball, how is that a sport, aside from a pitcher throwing, which you know the elbow is going to go through a lot and the shoulder's probably going to go through a lot? There's nothing else about that sport that suggests that an injury could happen at any moment.
Right.
How's that even possible in that sport?
Oh, I put my lat. Like what?
Rounding a base, running for a fly ball. Like they're just, it doesn't feel like there's enough there that should turn a sport that guys could play a majority of the season back in the day. Like there was like that. Now all of a sudden guys can't anymore. And then they tell you you shouldn't, which is even more maddening.
Then shorten the season. If everybody's been told that they should, then they need to shorten the damn season.
They're never doing that.
Expand the rosters.
That's how they're shortening the season, Bart. That's exactly what they're doing. That's how they shorten the season. Expanding the rosters only means now a guy plays less, which is still part of the problem. My best players have to play the most. For me to have a championship season, my best players have to play the most. But that this is a sport now where all of a sudden that's a different mentality. And I'm just wondering if Cole is trying to make that point, not just to his teammates about, hey, show up in shape and make sure you do all the injury prevention you can do, but to the organization of stop babying the bodies, right? Like stop with this. Like you said, stop putting it in their heads that this is what you're supposed, you can't do it. Here's Michael Kay on it talking about this yesterday.
One of the big reasons they were 82-80 was because of injuries. They've got to get better at stopping injuries. They just have to, whether it's organizational or exactly what Gerrit Cole is saying, it could be the player's fault too. That has to stop. And I think that was the most important thing that a respected player said today in talking to everybody. You know what? The injuries are too much and it's on us to come into camp in better shape. I think that's pretty gutsy of him to say.
I love that he said it. I do. And we said it yesterday that Gerrit Cole, Aaron Judge, these are the leaders. These guys, to me, are the cornerstones in that clubhouse. They've got to speak up on all matters, not just wins and losses. Don't give me the cliches afterwards. None of that stuff. Speak up about why you wanted to keep Aaron Boone. Don't make any changes there. He's our guy. This is why. Speak up about decisions that are made. Speak up about when a young player's called up and he shows up here. He's not ready. Like he's not ready. We see it. He's not ready. Aaron Judge suggested that at the end of last season. I thought that was a huge statement that he made. That some guys just, they're not ready. Not physically not ready. There's something else about them that's just not ready. I mean, there's so many things that I think these guys have to say. And this is one of them. The injury thing that has frustrated a lot of Yankee fans. And it goes just beyond a player who's just, this guy's notoriously hurt. You know, Rodon was hurt.
Aaron Hicks.
You know, has a history of being hurt. Well, Hicks, yeah, was another one. Had a history of being hurt. You know, as we mentioned about Cashman, one of the biggest criticisms is the fact that he has brought in guys with a history who either are already hurt or have a history of being hurt. So what would you expect would happen? They're going to get hurt. But then there's other players that it's like, why are you getting hurt now? Why is it something that is just becoming a thing with you? Can you fix that? And I'm glad Cole said something about it.
No, that's leadership. Leadership, like, attitude now. He needs to make sure he's not one of the guys getting hurt.
Well, wouldn't that be a terrible coincidence?
Elbow soreness the first week, like, oh.
Would hate to have that. But he looks like a guy that definitely takes care of himself, right?
He's a guy that's very – he's a very calculated person.
Did you see, by the way, that Verlander already is having some soreness and he's going to miss a little bit of time to start spring training?
Well, we know we're always waiting for
– Isn't that amazing?
Jacob DeGrom.
Isn't that amazing, though? Like, you know. The body starts to tell you.
Way to go. Way to go, Mets. Way to get out of that.
All right, 800-919-3776. We'll finish with calls, but you have to hear this before we go. When we hand it off to the K-Show, there's something that Bart and I have talked about from Valentine's Day that I saw something that I said, okay, I need Bart to hear this and react to it because it's very important when it comes to relationships. This is from Valentine's Day. We had this conversation. Now, Roxanne already called in to chastise Bart about his whole idea that, you know, Travis Kelce should have grabbed Taylor Swift's butt when he kissed her to show her and everybody else.
And it wasn't so much to show her and anybody else. It's just like, I don't care about anybody else. He should have just grabbed because that's his girl's butt.
Because that's what he wants to do. All right, fair enough. Well, anyways, but this conversation is one that we need to have before we call it a weekend. So that's coming up. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Of course, K-Show, top of the hour.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Getting on the road, driving All-star miles, break. All this dumping, feel alright. Just got paid Friday night, going to the All-Star, getting right. Booty shaking all around.
They're going to ask you next week.
And
down.
I'm smacking.
Your answer is going to be he
going. Squeezing down. She just maced me. I can't see. Right. But I got to feel the booty.
So with all the discussions that we have had this week that include relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day was a big day that we discussed this stuff. And then obviously the stuff about Travis and Taylor. But then there was this that I came across, and it must be because you know how it is with the algorithm. They hear what you're talking about. They know what you – they think this is what you want. So this suddenly comes up on my scroll, my feed. Mm. It's a podcast called Poor Minds. It's a bunch of women. I don't even know who they are. But it's a couple of women, and they're talking about dating. And they say that men who make – $50,000 or less shouldn't date.
So if you're making $50,000, don't date. Ooh. I'm just being for real. You're not ready to date. You're not ready to date because courtship costs.
Okay.
Everything costs. Okay. You can go for 22 walks in the park. Eventually, shorty is going to need a sip of something. She's going to be thirsty. This bottle of water is $3 in Atlanta. Let's not play. So if you don't have any expendable cash, don't date. And whatever that looks like for you, you might only make $50,000, but you live in a shoe. And now you got expendable cash. Or get you a bottom of the barrel that's going to date you when you have no money. And she doesn't have that expectation. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Enjoy it while it lasts, because eventually you're going to want to run. Because she doesn't stretch you. She doesn't make you the man that you need to become. She allows you to be the stagnant dude in the same jeans for days.
I mean, damn.
Oh, so I need you to motivate me. How about this? How about I'll date my girl that's comfortable with me making $50,000, and when I make a $20-30 million, I take her with me and keep leave your dusty ass sitting there waiting for somebody that says, hey, what's your qualification? What you add? You a liability, not an asset. So I'm going to take the one that rolled with me when I had 50, because I know if she'll roll me at 50, she damn sure going to roll me when I got 100 milli. How about that, dust ball?
Preach. Is this really the mentality?
Yeah, that's why these girls.
Is that a real mentality?
Yes, yes.
Of this generation.
And if you look at these girls, they
nobody wants to be part of the come up. They want you already there. And first of all, 50.
If I'm already there, why am I be there for you? Why won't you? Now I got options.
And you got
to buy your ugly ass.
Well, her whole thing was about how you have to buy me things and take me places, and then what?
Why aren't you self sufficient? Take care of yourself. What are you talking about? You can't work.
How does it work both ways? How does it work with that you should be an independent.
They want to be individual. They want to be independent. They want to be independent and traditional at the same
strength
time.
And have your own power and your own control over life. And I God bless you, do it. All right.
They want
but
to be both.
You can't say all that out of one side of your mouth and on the other side of the mouth demand that you do everything to take care of them.
Exactly.
I don't understand that. That's a terrible thing.
We call those liabilities.
But that can't possibly be the mentality of most young women today. It cannot be.
And it's the thing.
That scares me, man. When I heard that, I was like, are you serious?
That's the thing.
Jacob. And I'm not going to ask you how much you make, obviously. But, Jacob, you're out in the world, right?
Yeah.
When you hear that, do you say, no, I don't. That's not true? Or do you say, yeah, I've run into that?
I definitely run into that. On more than one occasion.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Usually, if I see you have that mindset, I'm not even going to entertain it.
Don't waste your time. But have you ever had to confront that where you thought you were getting somewhere and then you got that kind of response? Like, yeah, no, you don't make it.
I need a bag.
Yeah, I think I just started talking to some girl and her birthday was like right, I think the next week.
When you right met her?
And yeah, she wanted me to pay for her nails and
I just
like
met
everything
you.
And just to prove how much I care for her.
To
and like
prove?
Her.
How do I care for you? I just met you.
Exactly. That was my point. And and mind you, this was during the whole pandemic, so nobody was really going to see you.
Right. Who cares about your damn nails when nobody, we're all wearing masks anyway.
Hey, can you make me something to eat? I don't cook. Well, what's your value?
Well, I didn't hear any of that stuff.
She
talked about how, you need to do this for me because I can make you a better man. It's like, you haven't laid out all the things that you would do to make it worth it.
And I'm not expecting that day one.
You make 50 and you live in a shoe. Like, what kind of mentality is this?
And then the thing is, half the ones that are saying that is ugly and don't got no man.
Well,
and
I want to bring it up, but it is a video podcast. And when she talked about the 22 walks, my response was, there's a reason why he probably took you on those 22 walks
exactly.
to get the heart rate up. I think you need some cardio.
Yeah, he was trying to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Because he feels you can be your better self once you lose 50.
50, 75, like just a little cardio looked like it might not hurt you.
Then they bring absolutely
nothing
to the table.
I cannot believe this is a mentality. It's
they
crazy.
Were able to put a podcast together. Congratulations. Guess how much them pay? Nothing. Everybody got a podcast.
Right, but it's up to you to pay, Bart. I felt like we talked a lot of relationships.
If I ever told my daughter that, I'd tell her, listen, I told you to have your own money. You don't need a man. You don't need a man that if you date somebody, it should be because, they make you feel good and all that stuff. And when you talk about moving down the line and the ladder and stuff like that, starting a family, stuff like that, that's different. But come on, man.
Yeah, but you were on Valentine's Day acting like any guy can walk into any bar and make
you can.
And they'll get taken care of that night. And then this is the mentality you're going to face, though?
Listen.
So any guy than 50, they can do it. But under 50, you have no shot.
Keeping it real, watching these shows, it's just like a guy that walks around. He talks to foreign women non-American women where maybe they're like the first generation that was born here. They don't have that mentality. You go to the islands, you go to different places, DR, Puerto Rico. They don't have that mentality.
So it's American women.
Yeah, it's Americanized women.
Americanized? No,
and they want, and they wonder why people got married abroad, and they bringing these girls in from other places because they ain't got that same stupid mentality.
And that's probably why I don't want to deal with you, because I know that's what comes with it. Well,
then they're like, they don't date black women. Nah, they don't date you. Your dumbass mentality.
I couldn't believe when I heard it. Thank God, that is a generation that I don't have to be part of. God bless you. Good luck to all you guys, especially you, Jake.
Your mama cooks. She got that job. She building the future for us, you know what I'm saying?
Anyways, you usually do can't wait here, but it's obvious, right, this weekend, a couple of can't waits. One of them being the NBA All-Star Weekend in Indianapolis, right? You got Jalen Brunson in the All-Star game on Sunday.
I thought it was a celebrity death match between Mike Epps and Shannon Sharp.
Okay, there could be that.
Cooler heads prevailed. Yeah, cooler heads
they're
prevailed.
They're good now? That's all right.
I want
to
get punched in the face.
Stadium series as well. You got Devils Flyers Saturday night, Islanders Rangers on Sunday at 3 o'clock as well. So plenty of stuff to enjoy this weekend. Bart, I'll see you.
Yeah, I see you in a long time. I'll see you.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.